At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Friday. Yes, it is a Meat Friday, and that means what's on the Traeger grills? Well, in case you're living vicariously through us, corned beef sliders, shepherd's pie, bangers, and mash. Explain what shepherd's pie is and what bangers and mash is, Paulie.
Bangers and mash, like a grilled sausage. Okay. Sausage, nice little gravy, onion gravy, mashed potatoes, that's standard, maybe some chives and so forth. But that's pretty standard. Great cold weather meal.
Okay. And
shepherd's pie, I'm not an expert on. I know it's mixed up with meat and onions and carrots and in a puff pastry, but I don't know what else is in it.
I think real shepherd's pie is made with lamb. It's like minced meat, you know, potatoes, that kind of thing. It's like savory.
It's 10 days until we decide or we set sail for Dublin.
Because we're sailing.
Yeah. Actually, we're flying.
It'd be fun, though, to sail. I would try that.
Yeah, we'd need a couple more days, I think, to get over there.
Yeah.
But we could do it like our ancestors. We could go down to Ellis Island, and then we could get on a boat, and then we could go back to...
like reverse trip it.
County Cork. Yeah. That's why I think so many Irish were listed as from being from County Cork, but that's where they departed from.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think so. I haven't been to Ellis Island. But I promised my wife that I would go this summer. And summer is running out. I got to get there.
Just realized, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Like, wait a minute. We're on vacation, and then we go to Dublin, and then maybe then. The Premier League is back Saturday on NBC, streaming on Peacock. Head to Northwest England, the surprise club of last season, Newcastle. Looks to continue their great form against Aston Villa, 12:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. All right, phone calls coming up. We'll talk some gambling, the Phil Mickelson book bombshell that he bet upwards, reportedly, of $1 billion and lost $100 million. Okay, if you say it's 10 to 1, like he did lose. He didn't win. He lost the VIG. So if you bet and you lose, and then you lose 10% of what you bet. So... was Phil right 48% of the time?
About that, if you did the math.
49% of the time?
Yeah.
But, man, there are times when he was betting a lot. And you know, upwards of $220,000. Now, that might have been $200,000, then you lose the 10%. It's $220,000. But we'll talk to somebody who is covering this, the sports world colliding with the gambling world. What could go wrong? We got a great sale going on at danpatrick.com. It ends on Sunday, August 20th. You buy one T-shirt, get another 50% off. A lot of great T-shirts there, including the one you didn't ask for, but you're getting, Crappensburg State. We're putting that T-shirt out there, available coming up on the website. Yes, yeah,
also very proud of the Prince Family Picnic T-shirt. That's a real winner.
Yeah, but Marvin... he kept saying, you know, let's have a cookout at the neighborhood with your grandmother, and then we didn't have one. So we made up T-shirts for a cookout that we're not having.
Well, we're having one here every Friday. Well,
it's not the same. I want to meet your family. I want them to meet me.
You want to meet my family?
I do.
I think they want to meet you.
I want to meet your mom. I want to meet Bridget.
Hey, you know what? She might come. Hey, Bridget, come to Milford.
Well, no. I want a picnic. And then if there's like a slow jam that goes on, maybe I ask your mom to dance.
See, but you keep saying, see, my family, it'd be like, oh, turn up that Kirk Franklin. Oh, my grandma. Kirk Franklin's a little bit too jazzy for my taste. Okay. That's the type of thing. And we're in a cul-de-sac, and we live near, my parents live near Todd.
Okay. But that's okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm ready for, well, he's not invited. Yes.
Thanks.
Just want to point out, Kirk Franklin headlining the same venue Todd just headlined in September in Bridgeport.
Oh, in Bridgeport. Okay.
Yeah.
That would be the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Todd.
Some of the legends that have played there.
Yeah,
amongst the legends that have played there, Kirk Franklin and Todd Fritz.
Yeah, Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's still standing after last night.
Couple of phone calls in here. By the way, sports history on this day. We'd normally wait a little while for the sports history, but Paulie said in 2008, yeah. Beijing Olympics?
Yeah, the 4x100 men's swimming final. This is prime Michael Phelps.
All right.
France was talking some smack about our team.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Lezak had the anchor leg.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Hicks and Rowdy Gaines on the call, and they won by like a millimeter.
Okay.
And, it was one of the all-time great Olympic moments. It was this day in history.
By the way, Dan Hicks, his Olympic calls with swimming deserves a sports Emmy. Him and Rowdy Gaines, they do. And I don't even know if he gets nominated. You know, primarily a golf announcer. But when it comes to the Olympics and you have a swimming event, he is great. And you know, he puts you in the building, in the moment. Very good at ramping those things up with Michael Phelps. But also, I was wondering, you could have Usain Bolt's Olympic career or Michael Phelps' Olympic career. To me, no-brainer. All right, let's go around the room. Then I'll tell you whose career I would take, Todd.
I'm going to go Michael Phelps.
All right, well, you are a patriot. You are an American. Sean O'Connor.
Oh, man. Well, see, Usain Bolt has like so much more sizzle or swagger to his career. Michael Phelps has won an extraordinary number of medals.
Yeah. What's he won, like 28?
I think it's 28.
Yeah, something like that.
I think Usain Bolt has 8.
Now, we're not talking about endorsements, money you made. I'm just talking about the accomplishments of what you did in the Olympic Games, in your career.
Did Michael Phelps go into his last Olympics being sort of like, let's see if we can squeeze one more out of him, and he was still dominant? Like, he was sort of... Am I remembering that correctly? Going into the last Olympics, he was seen as a little over the hill, but still crushed.
I don't think he was in as many events, and I don't think it was, oh my gosh, can he win 8 gold medals type feeling. So therefore, it felt like, it'd be nice if he got a couple of gold medals. Like anybody would take one gold medal. With Phelps, it's like, oh, maybe he can get a couple of gold medals.
But he still did well, though.
Yeah, so still, who are you taking?
I think I'm going to take Michael Phelps.
All right, Marvin?
I would love to be the world's fastest man, so I'll go with Usain Bolt.
All right, Paulie?
Going back to Phelps real quick, in Rio 2016, he got 5 gold, 1 silver in his last Olympics.
You know, I thought this much of Dan Hicks and Rowdy Gaines on a day off that I had. So I had to work the night at the Olympics. I went over and I just wanted to sit behind them in the auditorium or natatorium, I guess you would call it. But I just wanted to, watch them watch Michael Phelps. That's how much I thought of what they did. Yes, Paulie.
This is as tough as a question as there is.
All right.
I think Phelps' place in history, even 100 years from now, is pretty safe with his records, I think. But there's a lot of swimming events. A Katie Ledecky type could break his record. Mm. I would like to be able at some point in my life saying, I'm the fastest person to ever walk the earth, and no one could say anything back to me. And Bolt may be that for a couple more decades. It's not over yet for him. I want to be Usain Bolt.
Yeah, I do too. Usain Bolt did it 100, 200, and then also won a relay. And then did it again, 100, 200. You don't stay the fastest man in the world for, you know, a decade. And he was able to do that. And it wasn't like you were like, oh my gosh, he barely won. He was winning where he could actually look back, you know, like in his rearview mirror just to check everybody, see where they were. But this is now 14 years. 2009, he set the record. So he's held this for 14 years. That doesn't happen. Yeah, Paulie.
And the greatest name ever put to an athlete. It's like it was destiny.
Oh, yeah.
It's destiny. Joe Montana is a great quarterback. Usain Bolt is the greatest sprinter of all time.
Yeah.
You couldn't write, if you did a script about that, the guy's name, you'd be like, well, that's hokey.
But what is it? I don't know what that definition is. When you live up or you embodied your name, like David Stern. He was David Stern. Yes, he.
I think Michael Phelps still holds 7 world records.
Wow. Okay. But he was in so many more events. Usain Bolt was in 2.
But isn't it more impressive to be in more events and be able to dominate? I mean, if Usain Bolt, Michael Phelps, if he was basically to try to like apples to apples it with Usain Bolt,
yeah.
Michael Phelps only did the 100-meter butterfly and the 200-meter butterfly and dominated those and then is now the greatest.
No, but everybody runs. Not everybody does the butterfly. Usain Bolt does what has been done since man stepped on this earth, and he does it faster than anybody. Not everybody knows how to do the butterfly with Michael Phelps. As great as he was, Usain Bolt, this is what he does. And he's done it better than anybody for 14 years.
Yeah, see, I feel like, not that I'm underappreciating Usain Bolt, but being able to do it in multiple disciplines to me should be appreciated, like Michael Phelps can. He could do different strokes, he could do different distances, and he can still dominate all of them.
Okay, but what about if there was an 80-meter dash, a 120-meter dash, and then Usain Bolt would be able to win gold medals in those as well.
Maybe.
Because that's the same thing with Michael Phelps. The greatest achievement, I think, well, at least one of them, Eric Heiden. Eric Heiden was the fastest speed skater, and he also won the distance speed skating. Like, that doesn't happen in that sport. But he was the fastest, and then he had, you know, the ability to do basically a marathon and win a gold medal. I don't know how many gold medals he won. Did he win like 4 gold medals?
Yeah, at least.
And I think is he still a dentist? Or
Really?
He's a doctor? Yeah. Eric Heiden. And he was a great cyclist.
What a show off.
I know.
An annoying show off.
Yeah. What are you going to do when you retire from speed skating? Think about going to med school. Yeah, show off.
Phelps has 23 gold, 3 silver, and 2 bronze. I think you asked him, do you display the silver and bronze? He said, no.
Yeah.
They bother me.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
I'm reading Heiden fills cavities with his skates on. That's kind of bizarre.
No, that's not.
Doesn't do that.
Can we ever be serious on this show?
I'm reading.
It's actually a good delivery.
Eric Hide and Seek. It's some kind of weird column. I don't know. Dentist Illustrate.
Filling cavities with his skates on.
Why are your skates on? That's something I do. It's just open your mouth.
Seat and stop. You're enabling him.
No, see, you're not appreciating when he's good. That was a good one.
You
encourage the crappy stuff. This was a good one.
No. I don't encourage crappy stuff.
You're going to need a root canal. Why are your skates on? So weird, Doc.
Why do you have tights?
Why? Someone's holding up a 9.3 in the waiting room. What is that? What, 9.3, 9.5?
No, they didn't judge 9.5. Him on speed skating, you goofball. He wasn't figure skating.
Artistic impression, 9.1.
No, he's a speed skater.
9.2.
They don't judge.
I do like Fritz's
delivery.
Wait,
is this the good stuff, Seton?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Gets a 9.3 here. He's going to get it. 9.4. He's got it.
That's not how speed skating works at
it's
all.
It's not.
It's about timing it with the clock. It has nothing to do with artistic
Thank
impression.
You, Todd. Thank you, Todd.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I can't go into vacation this way.
9.1, 9.1, 9.0.
You know what? Maybe I'm going to leave now. Get started on vacation.
Come on, hang on.
It turns out you're not going to give 3 hours today.
Oh, feels like I've given blood.
Just re-drink responsibly if you can hit the road before you...
Tom and... Oh, okay.
Got to work that back in.
Well,
we learned today for sure.
Go ahead.
That's coming back.
Take
your
shot.
Re-drink responsibly. I just want you to be careful
re-drink
on the road.
Re-drink responsibly.
All right. What that means.
I had a malaprop, I think is what they call it.
You weren't slurring your words and you weren't getting
any
of that stuff.
No. I said, you know, it's okay. You can laugh at me.
You said it very clearly. What made no sense, but you said it clearly. Something.
I thought I was saying, please drink responsibly. And I put please re-drink responsibly.
I tell you to slow down when you talk a little bit. Half and half, just slow it down and you won't make those mistakes.
Oh, man. Just telling you, paybacks are going to be.
I'm doing this for Steen's benefit because when he cracks up, it makes me feel so good. I'm really just entertaining him on the other side of the glass.
I'm just saying.
You guys are just eavesdropping on my conversation with Steen.
Just remember this. Enjoy it. Embrace it. But, man, when I come back.
Why do you got to be so vindictive noise. Like that? Really?
That's the way I am.
So competitive.
I am very competitive. I am bringing noise. I will do damage, Todd.
Ooh.
Do you hear me?
I do hear you. Damage will be done.
I am the danger.
I am the one who knocks.
Tom in North Carolina. Tom, good morning. What can I do for you?
Hey, DP.
Hey, Tom.
I just wanted to know during that time of denial from Pete Rose, well, what were you saying anything publicly or what was going on during that time since you knew – you know, about his bookie and things like that.
I got to ESPN at that time, a couple of months prior, and then I started working on the 11 o'clock Sports Center, and I was working with Bob Lee, as good a journalist as we've ever had. And I said, Bob, you know, I got some information. And we combined our efforts, and I thought our coverage of that was better than anybody. I don't care who you're bringing in or going to put us up against. I had information with there was a main bookie with Pete Rose, and then sometimes that bookie would pass bets off to the guy that I bet through. So I was aware of Pete gambling. I didn't know to what degree. I would occasionally ask my bookie. I'd say, who's Pete betting on? And then he would say, oh, you know, he loves this, 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 or he's down this amount of money. But, you know, at the time I wasn't in the business. So my bookie is probably, he's not going, oh, you know, this guy's going to go on and be on SportsCenter. But I was able to find out this information. So I knew it firsthand. Therefore, it wasn't, you know, rumor, innuendo, speculation. It was, this is a bookie and the guy that I used. And he would tell me what Pete was doing. I still remember this. It was Astros Mets, Shea Stadium. I'm with Bob Costas, and we're on the dugout steps. So when you come up the steps to go on the field, and I'm there with Bob, and there's Pete Rose. And I don't know what Pete was doing. He might have been part of the broadcast team, maybe. But I remember him saying to Bob and I, who do you like today? And it just stood out. It's one of the first things I thought of when Pete got brought up in these charges. So I was like, what? Who do we like? And it shouldn't have registered that way. But when you say, who do you like? I've been around gamblers for, 40 years. And when somebody says, who do you like? They got money on it or they want to put money on it. And when Pete said that, I flash back to that moment because that's what he's asking. He's asking, certainly Bob Costas, about who does he like today? And it might have been Mike Scott on the mound against the Mets. And you'd certainly like Mike Scott when he was on the mound. But I just remember that with Pete Rose. All right, we'll get to more phone calls coming up. And we'll talk gambling coming up here in a moment. Take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. Take advantage of Legacy Box, all right? It's one of those that you go, oh, I don't know if I want to do this. You go through the old tapes, films, pictures. And what you do is you put it in a legacy box. That's the name of the company, Legacy Box. And it's really an easy process. You load it up with all your old tapes and pictures, films, and then you will get everything back on a thumb drive or a cloud, and everybody gets to watch it. Everybody gets to share it. It's so simple. It is magic. So you fill up VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, pictures, all of that stuff that you've accumulated, probably in a box and collecting dust. But you want to make sure that you're able to do this, get it digitized, so you preserve all of this, all those great memories. Don't let this summer's heat age those videotapes and film reels and fade your photos. Visit legacybox.com/Patrick. They have a $9 tape sale going on. Once you do it, you'll be like, why didn't I do this before? Legacybox.com/Patrick and unlock this incredible offer. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app, at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Bronx at Yankee Stadium.
And if you get hooked, baby, it's nobody else's fault, so don't do it.
Anti-drug song.
Yeah.
That's pretty progressive if you think about it. I think it came out in like at 81.
And that had to be, but that wasn't the first hip-hop song.
That broke, I would say, Sugar Hill Gang Rappers
Delight. Yeah, Sugar Hill Gang, okay.
That you couldn't hear that on the radio either, but you could buy it. I remember the colorful album cover. But this was right after.
We've been talking a little bit about Phil Mickelson, this book that's coming out with his former gambling partner, Billy Walters, one of the more successful gamblers in American history. Went to prison, certainly has an axe to grind with Phil Mickelson, who he thinks could have helped him prevent going to prison by just being honest. There's a lot in this book so far about Phil, how much money he was betting, close to $1 billion, lost $100 million. This is what is being reported in the book. David Purdom is covering sports gambling, sports betting, industry reporter, and joining us now. Recap these gambling allegations here with Phil Mickelson. Fact and fiction in this for you?
I think there's a lot of fact in there. Billy Walters is widely considered the most successful bettor ever in American history. As you mentioned, he's extremely well-connected, and he seems to have receipts here. He had the exact number of bets that Phil made of the $200,000 range, exact number he made of the $100,000 range. And in total, as you mentioned, over the last three decades, Walter believes that Mickelson got down over $1 billion in bets with a net loss of $100 million. Thing that really stood out to me, he said, the only other person that I know that I got that got that much money down, that bet that much money over that time frame, was himself. So he's basically saying Phil Mickelson is the second biggest sports bettor in the last 30 years in the U.S.
But he could afford it, correct?
Correct. Okay. 100%. And Walters acknowledges that too. It's his money. He never thought that he would have any trouble collecting if there was any sort of debts and they had a partnership where they would pay bets back and forth. But, you know, Walters was never concerned that and made that clear in the book that, you know, Phil was a bettor. He had the money to do it, and that's what he chose to do.
There's insider trading involved in this. Billy Walters went to prison because of this. How much of that is on Phil Mickelson of what happened to the author of this book?
Well, Walters believes that Mickelson could have testified in his case, and that would have helped him, given him a better chance of staying out of prison. Walters maintains his innocence, as he did not relay any sort of inside information. It was a stock trade, Dean Foods, a dairy company in Texas, that they mentioned back and forth. Mickelson declined to testify, said he was going to take the fifth, and that rubbed Walters the wrong way.
And then they sent him to jail, and while he was in jail, his daughter committed suicide, and he said, you know, had he not been in jail, he, you know, thinks he could have prevented that. But athletes betting on themselves in golf, why should we have a problem with that? Boxers are able to bet on themselves.
Well, they've now, in a lot of the states, they don't allow anybody that's involved in a sport to place wagers on that event, including on themselves. And the reason for that is because, let's say an athlete bets on them to win a golf tournament, bets $500,000, and then the next tournament he doesn't bet. Well, is he trying just as hard this time? Or maybe the intensity isn't there, so he's not trying as hard. So they think it just kind of impacts the integrity a little bit, just the effort, and it adds kind of a question mark around everything. In my opinion, it just kind of opens up a can of worms that's unnecessary and is a net negative on this if you were to allow athletes to bet on events that they are involved in.
David Purdom, ESPN sports betting industry reporter. It feels like we're headed towards something really bad here. They're just so it's hard not to bet. It's there. It's constant. And you're seeing this with Iowa and Iowa State athletes involved in this. Where are we headed? Like, how do we police this to ensure that you don't have something that is going to be nefarious?
Well, the theory behind the legalization and the regulation is that what we're trying to do. We have more visibility into the betting market right now than we ever had. Yeah. We don't know in the past if all of these transactions were happening because it was taking place in an underground bookmaker, or an offshore sports book, and they don't open up their books to show you, hey, this guy's betting he shouldn't be. We're in this environment of regulation where more people are watching, they can see these anomalies, and we're catching people. There's an academic theory that I kind of like to recite a little bit. It's about adaption, and anytime illicit activity like betting is brought into a regulated environment, society struggles at the beginning. Okay, what can I do? What can I not do? What can I get away with? What's going to get me in trouble? Eventually they adapt, right? So it takes about 5-10 years. They start to learn. We start seeing all these cases people made examples of, and society will adapt. So I hope we're kind of in that adaption period, but you're right. Things are not going well right now. We're seeing way too many kids risk their playing eligibility by betting on games they're involved in.
Which sport or sports are most vulnerable?
College basketball. That's always been the one that has been a target for point shaving. You can control a college basketball game by just getting one or two players compared to a football game.
Well, let me ask you then, David. I need you to fix a game.
Okay.
How do you go about fixing that game?
Well, you'd want to spread the money out among several sports books around the nation. Probably would like to do it in one of the offshore sports books where you could protect your identity or with a local bookmaker.
But how do I find the players who will be, you know, complicit?
Well, you go to a college and let's say, hey, I know you were betting on one of these sites. I don't want to get you in trouble, but maybe we can work out some sort of deal. You shave some points in this game. You miss a couple free throws here or there. And hey, we'll keep it between ourselves. This happened in the GMAC Bowl back in the mid-2000s with a Toledo running back. He eventually admitted in court that he fumbled football intentionally during that game for $500. Mm-hmm. I mean, $500, you're a college kid, that's a lot of money. That takes your kids out, your girlfriend out for a date.
Well, and that's the thing. You got to get to the most vulnerable, and that's what I always worry about with this. But, you know, Vegas does a great job policing the lines when you see some, you know, you had the Alabama baseball situation where how you think that's not going to, you know, raise red flags. And I'm sure these Iowa and Iowa State kids who are betting probably thinking, oh, we're at Iowa and Iowa State. They got other things to worry about. You know, these are small bets here. And then you find out that there's, there's a lot more to it. It's not necessarily the size of the bet. It's that you're betting. And, you know, that when it comes to they're going to take away your scholarship, it's not, hey, you bet $50. You're betting on your team or against your team or whatever it might be. It just feels like we're headed down that road somehow, somewhere. Can you find a way that NFL players could gamble, but almost the NFL knows it. They would monitor it. They would say, this is the only way you can gamble. So there's no gray area. There's no nothing. And you just tell them, you gamble this way, and we'll let you do that during the season. Is there anything that you see down the road with the NFL players?
Certainly not betting on anything related to the NFL. Players are allowed to bet on other sports. They can bet on a baseball game or a NBA playoff game or whatever, but they just can't do it while it works. So I don't think you should ever be allowed to bet on something you're involved with. There's too much information that you have access to that the other public bettors do not. There's just too many things that, again, I just think it's a net negative to allow somebody to bet on an event they're involved in.
What's your favorite gambling story? Whether it's a bad beat or you can leave out names, but.
Yeah, I went down to Las Vegas a few years ago during the rodeo, and there's these professional bettors that will go around and they dress up as cowboys, look like they're coming out of town. You know, and they go in there and try to dupe the sports books by letting them. A lot of these guys have been cut off by the sports books. They beat them by so much they won't let them bet. And so we drove around, and sure enough, he would go up there in this cowboy hat and jeans and a big showcase belt buckle, and we'd be allowed to place wagers that he would never win. So that's one of my favorites.
Man. And we all have a bad beat. When I gambled, I tell my audience it was Packers-Bears, and I lost on a blocked field goal that was taken in for a touchdown. Chester Markle was the field goal kicker, and he caught the deflection and ran it in for a touchdown. He was going to kick field goal. I was going to win. My bookie had the Saints when Tom Dempsey was had the field goal, you know, the longest field goal in NFL history at the time. Like, you know, everybody has one of those. Yeah, I mean, we do get those where we win one of these bets, but usually it's a bad beat that you seem to – it hadn't left me, and it's been almost 50 years. So
I certainly remember mine, 2000, Kentucky-Florida college football, Florida's favorite, Steve Spurrier. Kentucky's covering the game the whole way. I think he was getting plus 7 or something. Florida's down to the last drive late in the fourth quarter, up 4. Kentucky, sure, they're just going to kneel down, right?
Yeah.
Nope. Spurrier goes play action, touchdown, covers the spread with like 2 seconds left or something. It was crazy.
If you ran into Spurrier, would you say anything to him?
Well, he talked about it afterwards, the game, saying, well, they were blitzing us still, so we had to take advantage of that. So, yeah, I might bring that up.
Good to talk to you, David. Thank you for joining us again.
You too, Dan.
That's David Purdom, ESPN sports betting industry reporter. He's going to be busy. He's going to have a great career there.
Good timing.
You know, yes. Hey, I'm thinking about being a sports betting industry insider. Oh, who needs that? Now everybody does. Yes, Paulie.
It was less than 8 years ago when Roger Goodell did one of those State of the Union things. Remember at the Super Bowl he used to do?
Yeah.
And they asked him about sports gambling. And he was all against it.
Remember?
He said, not in the near future, not... This is not what we're built for. We not participate in this. It was the complete opposite of where we are now.
Oh, I know.
It's wild, isn't it?
Oh, I know. Todd, go ahead. Todd's got his sports names, betting sports names.
Okay, we can do it quick.
Okay.
I won't mention the ones that you already said.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Oscar Gamble. Gamble Pavilion. We could use pavilions, too. Chip Carey. Felton Spencer. Andrew Luck.
Hold on. Felton Spencer's not bad. On the table?
That green
No,
stuff.
We got it. Don't encourage stuff. Him. Just let him go.
Andrew Luck, Blackjack McDowell, Dave Chalk, David Overstreet, who I believe played in the CFL and was a Dolphins running back. David Overstreet. And if you have the over, you have to have the Tom Underwood.
I got it.
Tom Underwood. Zach Wheeler, like the roulette wheel. Drew Locke, Jim Hart, Kevin Dyson, Spread McCombs. That's a reach. Spread McCombs.
No, Red McCombs. Spread no, McCombs. No, don't.
Odds Hollinsworth.
No, you don't have to do it.
Evander Real Deal, Holyfield, right. King Rice, Deuce McAllister, the Joker, which could be Djokovic, the tennis player, five card Charlie Kerfeld, that big Astros relief pitcher.
No, I got it.
Okay. Ian Bookie.
His name is Ian Bookie.
Okay, Don Money, Dave Cash, Cameron Dollar, Penny Hardaway, Bookie Rojas.
No, it's Cookie Rojas.
Rowdy gains and losses.
Alrighty.
Early win.
Already.
Jimmy Clausen loss. J.R. Let It Rider. Betty Robinson, early 1900s Olympian and track star. Betty Robinson. And I threw in Vig Rames, but he's not an athlete.
It's Vig.
Oh, it's Vig or Ving Rames? What's his name?
It's Ving. It's Vig.
Okay, I put Vig Rames with three question marks next to it.
How long did you work on that?
About an hour or so. An hour and a half.
Yeah.
Felton Spencer for Paulie.
Justin in Mississippi, then we'll take a break. Hi, Justin. What do you have on your mind? Hey, Justin.
Sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. First time caller. Long time.
I think we're going to have to move on, Justin. Bad connection there. Let's take a break. If you're watching on Peacock, we're going to head out to the Traeger Grills. We have a feast here. Feast of Resistance. It's corned beef sliders, shepherd's pie, bangers, and mash. We'll take them off the Traeger after this. Had a flat tire yesterday. So what did I do? First thing I did I call AAA? Did I call my wife and start crying? Did I call the Danettes? No, no, no. I called TireRack.com. I got a guy named Dan on the phone. I said, Dan, I got a flat tire, front right tire of my Mercedes. He goes, all right, take a picture, let me know, and we'll send it out to you. Well, it's already arrived this morning. That's how good they are. TireRack.com, full lineup of Hankook tires, which is exactly what I needed for my car. Now, they have over 10,000 recommended installers. They also have mobile tire installation available in a lot of areas. They bring the tires to you at your home or your work and install them on site. So go to TireRack.com/Dan. You're going to see the entire lineup of great tires. Also, try the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer. And you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Everybody, get up!
As we continue to celebrate hip-hop.
Yeah, here we go. All together now at 96 Rock.
Ever since I was a tiny boy.
This day in sports history, what we learned... By the way, I have college football over-unders, in case you're interested. By the way, that corned beef is awesome. Corned beef sliders, shepherd's pie, bangers and mash. That is the menu today. And if you missed anything as far as the show, you can always go back. You can listen to the podcast. And any recipe inspiration, you can find that at Traeger.com. And today's recipe is available at DanPatrick.com. Stanford football over under. Paulie?
I'm going to be kind and say 5.5.
All right. Todd?
4.5.
All right. Seton O'Connor?
Will they even be able to? 7.5.
All right. Marvin?
6.
3.
God, it's hard to do that.
3.
Wow.
That's messed up.
Oklahoma over under, Marvin?
10.5.
Paulie?
I'm going to drop it down a little, 9.5.
Bloop, 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 bloop. Yeah, this according to DraftKings.
All right.
Oregon, their final year in the Pac-12, over under, Seton.
9.5.
Bloop, bloop,
yeah!
Bloop. Wisconsin, over under. Todd?
8.5.
Bloop, bloop,
whoa,
bloop.
Look at us.
Whoa. Connecticut, Marvin, your alma mater. Over under wins for UConn.
6.5.
Okay. Paul?
It's very optimistic of you. I'm going to go 5.5.
All right. Todd?
4.5.
Seton?
Jim Mora era?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a solid 7.5.
5.
Dang.
5. The U. Todd?
7.5.
Blow, blow, blow.
What is going on here right now?
The U as like in Miami?
Yeah.
Oh, they got to be good again for me to call them the U.
No, okay. All right.
The ooh.
Ooh.
Wow.
Let's see. Get a couple of phone calls in here. Ryan in Honolulu. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Dan. I got some Krappensburg State mock headlines for you.
Oh, okay.
When Krappensburg State hit a home run, they hit it flush.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
The Krappensburg Toilet Bowl is sponsored by Charmin Ultra Soft. And the players, they take it one ply at a time, Dan.
One ply at a time.
Okay, that's good.
Salvage.
Nice.
That's good.
There's that, Dan, there's no defense in the Toilet Bowl. The games are free-flowing.
Okay.
All right.
The bowl games, they're a crapshoot.
Okay.
The Krappensburg State basketball team have some crapshooters.
Okay.
Speaking of toilet humor, Dan... 12:15 Club has a new episode today. They do talk about me a lot, but they haven't had me on yet for a rebuttal, so aloha.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Ryan. As journalists, they should have him on.
One ply at a time.
Don't take his.
No, I'm saying that was good. I'm acknowledging that. We like that one. One ply at a time.
No, you were trying to
take
his.
Credit for it.
You're trying to hitch a ride.
What?
Yeah. Yes, Marvin.
Hitch a ride.
the big German just told me we did have Ryan and Honolulu on about a year ago.
Okay.
We haven't had any repeat guests besides Fritzy, I think.
Fritzy's on there today, the 12:15 podcast.
He is going to talk about his new superstar status.
No, I think he's going to recap what happened with Darius Rucker, I think.
Probably that'll be some of it, I would think.
Yeah. This day in sports history, what do you have?
1921, Babe Ruth hit home run number 500. 1984, one of my favorites, Carl Lewis won his fourth gold medal at the 84 Summer Olympics, and he dominated. Dan, one of your favorites, the Reds honored Major League legend, All-Star Hall of Famer Johnny Bench by retiring number 5. That was an easy one. Okay. 1984. That's it.
Okay. On this date in 1919, George Calhoun and Curly Lambeau founded the Green Bay Packers Football Club. You know, Curly Lambeau, they get named the stadium. What did they give George Calhoun? Right? Lambeau Field? I don't know if they have anything for George Calhoun.
Give him the press box, at least. The George Calhoun press box?
Like something, right?
Cafeteria? We're checking.
Yeah. George Calhoun, 1919. Also, Tug McGraw gave up his fourth Grand Slam of the year on this date. A reliever, Tug McGraw, 1979. Whew, that's tough to do.
That's like the worst thing that a reliever can do, give up a Grand Slam home run.
Thank you, Tug.
You're welcome.
Jim in Florida. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind today?
Hey, now what's going on? Years ago, I don't know when it was, Rory McIlroy's dad and his friends put a bet on him to win the British Open or a major before he turned 21, and they cashed in big time on that. I mean, it had nothing to do with Rory. They were betting on, you know, his dad was betting on him to win.
Yeah, yeah. I think you could back then place a bet. I think it changed in 2017. Yes, Paul?
George Whitney Calhoun and Curly Lambeau did found the Packers. They worked together for years. Calhoun was the publicity director for the Packers. Did like a tip sheet, all types of different publicity. In 1947, he was forced to resign by Curly Lambeau. This was unpopular and permanently damaged Calhoun's relationship with Curly Lambeau. Even after leaving the team, Calhoun remained a strong supporter and was on the board of directors until his death. But I don't see anything named after him.
Yeah, Curly Lambeau got Lambeau Field. George Calhoun got nothing.
Press box might make sense, as Fritzy said, because he did was a publicity guy. Yeah. We're checking if that's named at all.
All right. We got football coming up tonight. Is there preseason action?
Yeah, you got Packers, Bengals, Giants, Lions, Dolphins, Falcons. Desmond Ridder, a little Desmond Ridder. Yeah. That's saucy. I think he's be better than expected. Steelers, Buccaneers, Commanders, Browns, Broncos, Cardinals, late night.
That's right.
Thank you, Todd. I think the Broncos have named Baker Mayfield the starter for week one.
I think Buccaneers
did, yeah. Yeah. What did I say?
You might have said the Broncos.
Oh, that's right.
I got excited for a second about that. Give Baker a shot.
It wasn't that enthusiastic. They had the depth chart for the Bucs the other day, and it said Kyle Trask or Baker Mayfield. Leave out the or.
Yeah. I've been watching the Russell Wilson workout videos. Like, he's got to stop doing that.
He's in the zone.
Yeah, no, but he's got to stop. You don't need to do it. Just, how about we just disappear, just play football. We don't need to do anything. Just play football.
Let's see you week one, Raiders at Broncos. Let's see what we got. That's when we'll know. More than preseason, anyway. We host the Raiders week one. Let's go.
You going to bet on that game?
I'm definitely not. I do not have good feelings about any of that. I hope Sean Payton equals 2 or 3 more wins, but not buying Super Bowl tickets.
Okay. That's wise. Yes, Eden.
What if, Todd, what if you always bet on the Broncos to lose so that if they win, you're happy, and if they lose, you win money?
That's a win-win there.
It's kind of a win-win. Yeah, it's like, well, they lost, but I got 50 bucks.
There was something to be said for that.
All right. Why don't you do that? Why don't you bet against the Broncos?
Would you rather the Broncos win and you lose money, or would you rather win money and they lose games?
Knowing how obsessed I've been about this team since I was 7 years old, unless it was a lot of money, I'd rather have the Broncos win as much as possible. If I lose a few bucks in the process, I can deal with that. I need Denver to win. It affects my mood significantly.
Let's go around the room.
You did that again.
Program.
Dismissive.
You just land the plane, okay?
We got a full minute left.
No. Yeah, we do, but I got to get to everybody here. It's not about you.
You're the boss. Go ahead. Your show. Go Broncos.
I'm not going to miss you the next week.
I don't think you will. I really don't think you will.
I'm not going to miss you.
That was a genuine thing.
What did you learn today, Todd?
This weekend, we asked that all our listeners and viewers, please, re-drink responsibly. That's what you get. That's what you get. That's what you get.
That's what you get.
What we learned, brought to you by the great folks at Traeger. Portable grills for upcoming tailgate season. Portable grills for camping and fishing. Explore new flavors. The Flat Rock Flat Top Grill or the Timberline Grill. Everything you ever wanted in a smart grill. Traeger Grills, making wood fire cooking easy. Start shopping for grilling essentials at Traeger.com. Our pleasure to serve you. We will be on vacation next week and then heading to Dublin. Hope you have a great weekend, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.